Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Dr. Sue. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well now that I'm talking to you. Long overdue. We had such a break from the couch, and now we're back kicking up our feet.
Yes. We're chilling. We're chillaxing on the couch tonight because we're both really freaking tired.
Yes.
We just want to curl up on our couch with our pillows and maybe a glass of wine. Although I don't really drink wine very much.
What do you
drink,
Doc?
I don't drink that much at all. That's my problem. I don't drink much at all.
Oh, my goodness. I don't either, but I can really go for a glass of wine right now.
Oh, yeah, but if we each had a glass of wine right now, that would be dead air in about 5 minutes. They'd be listening to two people snoring. That wouldn't be good.
Exactly. But... however, the show must go on, so we're here, and we're glad everyone is in tuned, and, you know, welcome back, like I just said, and Happy New Year's to everyone who's tuned in. You know, I hope everything is going well. Obviously, it is if you're tuned in, so yay! So, Doc.
We survived the apocalypse. It's great.
Yes, exactly. We still have all our fingers and toes, thank God.
We do.
Because I didn't know. I didn't know. I started writing out checks. I'm like, you know what? I might as well pay my bills before the end of the world. No.
No. You don't. You see, now you had that wrong woman. You don't pay the bills before the end of the world because they can go whistle for their money. See? Like, who cares? You're not supposed to pay them.
Oh, God.
Had that so bad.
I thought I wouldn't go with a clean conscience. I'm being silly, but, yeah. So, we're going to be talking about a lot of different topics tonight. So
we're switching it up. We're changing things around on the couch since now we're calling it the couch, and we're going to be bringing you some hot topics and our opinions on them. And we want your opinion too, which is why we want you to call in.
Exactly. 818-495-6975, or you can join our interactive chat room. And or tweet us at Dr. Sue and as Dr. Spelled Out or Intune Show. Like, we'll read them out. You don't even have to say who you are, although we see you.
we see everyone in the chat room tonight. Ashley's here. And
yay.
Howie's here. And
hi,
Ms.
Howie.
Belladonna.
Hi, Ms.
Bella. Ms. Belladonna's going to be on my next show.
Ooh. And that's going to be about what exactly?
I've got two interviews I'm doing on the next show. I'm going to be doing Ms. Belladonna because she has launched a new fancy website that I want everyone to know about. And
yay.
We're going to be just talking to the Doms at Debauchery Detroit, which is a dungeon in Detroit. So we're going to be talking to the ladies over there.
Whoa, that is exciting.
Giving a shout out to my home style peeps, you know, I got to keep it up with my brethren in the hood. That's me being black for like 5 seconds, so.
Exactly, because we don't need them doing like drive-bys on us, so we definitely need to make sure we represent.
I'm trying to represent, but it's my cracker-ass way of doing it. It doesn't really work well.
It all makes sense to me. I don't know about anyone else. So what are we going to start with tonight, Doc?
I think we should start with resolutions. New Year resolutions. Who has resolutions? I can't even speak. If you've got a resolution, give us a call. What's yours?
Well, actually, this year, I think I wanted to touch on this a little bit because I didn't make any, if that even makes sense to anyone out there. I didn't do it because every single year, I don't know about everyone else, I make like this whole to-do about that and probably implement it for 48 hours. By the 72nd hour, it's over for that. So I didn't make any, but I'm interested to know what everyone else,
yeah, so
themselves.
If you've got a resolution, give us a call. What's the number?
818-495-6975. Did you make any, Dr. Sue?
You know, every year I do the same thing. And this year I have one thing that I'm going to do, and that's because of a book that I'm reading right now. And we have to try and get her on one of your shows. Her name is Anita Moore Johnny. Write that name down. And she had a near-death experience. I'm just reading her book called Dying. Is it Dying to Be Me? I don't know. I can't remember. This is a problem with e-books. I don't have the book in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's very interesting. How about her near-death experience and coming back from the other side? And I have decided that I'm just going to learn to love myself more, because once we all learn to love ourselves more, everything around us goes very smoothly.
Absolutely. Those
and we are the meanest to ourselves. I always say to people, you can't possibly say anything to me that's worse than what I'm saying to myself. And that's so bad. That's the reason why we've got disease and everything else. It's the reason why people get cancer. It's got nothing to do with yourselves, you guys. It's got to do with your mind. It's got to do with your thoughts. It has to do with loving yourself and... because once you start and realize and love yourself and take care of yourself, and yes, people go, oh, well, that's selfish. No, you have to understand that's the way you want to go, because that gets projected outward, and then everyone around you begins to feel that same love. So it's actually going to help everyone around you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we all know, a lot of us don't know, or a lot of us don't pay attention, or some of us just don't care, but the heart is like a musical instrument, okay? And like Dr. Sue just said, those vibrations, that energy that we put out there in the world is what create everything around us. So if it, when you have all this full energy and you're excited about something, it's like nothing could go wrong, everything is good. I want to feel like that every day, and you can. It's a possibility. It's just you can't block yourself.
It literally is a choice. I mean, no one is making you hate yourself. It's something that we've all sort of over time ended up doing, because we're always trying to jump through all these hoops and expectations of other people, and that's got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
We are probably, as a human race, this isn't just, North American, this is all over the place. As a human race, we are so horrible to ourselves. Absolutely horrible. So Ashley, she just said Ashley says to go back to college and do a course and pass it. Way to go. Go for it, Ash. You can do it. Doubt about that. That's actually good. You can't get any better than that. Always be testing the brain out. I've got all the Rosetta Stones. I was actually thinking I'll add that to my list of 10,000 things. That's the other thing. I've always wanted to be more organized and more disciplined.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a dom, but I need a dom to dom me, to discipline my own ass, to get shit done, okay? I really do. I need a bitch with a whip standing right behind me going, get to work. It's terrible. It really is.
Keep that in ABC order, alphabetical order.
Never use my
time.
Own whip on me, and then it would be like,
exactly.
I really do. It's so bad. Because it's so easy
That's
for me
life.
To just go, no, I'm just going to go over here and take a nap. It's so bad.
I'll do it later. It'll be
exactly.
there. And Ms. Bella said her resolution was to kick more ASS and become even more successful. And I know that's right. I agree with that 110%.
That's brilliant. And you know what? She's well on her way. She really is. She's well on her way. She's got this fabulous website. Everybody's raving about it. It's called FinDoms and Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's where everyone can meet and greet, and women can take men's money. What could be better than that? I mean, come on.
Wow, that's amazing.
Is
that's
there
amazing.
Anything, you know, is there anything else to do? Then think about it.
No, exactly. This is what we were born to do. No. This
is
why I'm
exactly.
here. This is why
you
I live.
Boys, that's what we're there to do. Uh-oh, Howie's getting all upset. Oh, my. Yes, Howie. We're going to devour you.
Okay. Oh, my, he says. Yeah. Tigers and lions and bears. Oh, my. Okay.
There you go. And see, she's written, she just said she's written a whole bunch of books and magazines on the topic. So she knows
wow.
what she's doing. She's very good at what she does. And honestly, I can't wait to have her on the show. It's going to be great.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be a good one. And congratulations to Miss Belladonna for just, you know, doing a damn thing.
Getting out there.
Love
She's
it.
Another one of us women who are moving and shaking and pushing and getting things going.
Exactly. What else do you need in your life but a woman like that? I mean, sheesh.
So, I mean, I need her behind me.
Exactly.
I need Belladonna behind me, whipping me. That would be great.
Exactly.
I wouldn't like the pain, but that's okay.
Okay. She also says if anyone's out there, you know, boys, buy some Skype credits so she can call in as in this second. Cracks the whip at Dr. Sue and
Can't
smirks.
You call in without having to use Skype credits? You should be able to.
Yeah, you should. Definitely. You definitely can
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, you should be able to call in without Skype credits, dude. You don't. You do not need Skype credits to call in.
You sure
There's no way.
Don't. Mm-mm.
You
just tried?
Really?
Just tried.
Ashley, talk to her about that, because that's how Ashley calls in.
Yeah, definitely. Ashley can give her a little pointers on that. We're going to move on to the next topic. So if anyone wants to share their resolution with us, you can dial in at 818-495-6975, tweet it to us at Dr. Sue, Dr. Spelled Out, or at Intune Show. So what's the next topic we're going to talk about, Dr. Sue?
I want to talk about Larry the Vomiting Robot. Which is really kind of weird. I realize Larry the Vomiting Robot is kind of a weird thing, but I found out about a few of these things from my sister, and I thought it was very interesting, so I went and had a look. Apparently Larry the Vomiting Robot is becoming somewhat viral on YouTube, although when I went in there, I didn't see it becoming that viral, so I don't know what the deal is with that. Anyways, what it is actually very interesting. It's an anatomically correct robot that's helping scientists study the norovirus. And here's the scoop about norovirus. Norovirus has already infected 1 million Britons just so far this season. And it's expected to infect 21 million Americans.
Wow.
The norovirus, everyone sees it at some point. It usually lasts a few days, feels like the flu. You get, like, explosive vomiting and diarrhea. It attacks anyone regardless of their health, so it's not one of those, you got to be careful around children and elderly. Well, it doesn't really matter. You can be, you know, the jock of the century, and it's still going to take you down. What's interesting about this virus is that it's very difficult to kill. And it's usually, you hear about the ones that go on cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice how the whole cruise, the cruise will end up coming down with it.
Yeah.
It's usually a norovirus that does that because it's very fast moving. So what this robot is doing, what it's helping them learn, is how far projectile vomiting goes to know how far the aerosolized particles of this virus are being spread.
Mm.
And so far they've been able to figure out that it's actually 3 meters, which would be roughly 9 feet. That's pretty far for a virus to just kind of go spewing. And the problem with this virus is when you use it, when it splashes onto something, it can live on, what do we got here, hard surfaces for 12 hours, 12 days on carpets, and indefinitely in water.
Wow.
So that's why it's super communicative. So this robot, what it's doing is it's showing them how far vomit can go, how far this norovirus can spread, and how fast it can spread. Because it actually said, You can't even use disinfectants. You know, your regular disinfectants to clean won't kill it.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Mm. Wow.
So it's one of those, you're going to get it. We can't kill it. It's, you know, it's reacting to, or it's not reacting to antibiotics or anything because it's a virus. And you just got to kind of live with it and get through it. Has it killed people? I don't think so. I think it just makes you extremely ill for a short period of time. So I just thought Larry the Vomiting Robot was kind of interesting. It's something that they've created that this thing is completely anatomically correct, so that when it's vomiting, it's actually doing it with the same system that we have. So it's not like, oh, we can set Larry to vomit, you know, 40 feet. It's doing it to show them how far this can spread, and it's kind of, thought it was kind of interesting. So that's Larry the
Vomiting. That is. It is. It sounds gross, but it's actually really, really interesting. And just you explaining it, the science behind it, and the purpose behind it, it makes a lot of sense. And, you know,
they just had white liquid in it. I mean, they're not going to put actual barf in it, obviously. They're just putting liquid in it, and they're just checking to see how far it's going. But this thing is teaching them a lot. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is smart. Really
smart.
What
do you got?
Okay, so I wanted to talk about, like, Verizon. And for all those, I don't know if they have Verizon in Canada or where everyone else is located, but it's a big, gigantic telephone corporation that gives a lot of, you know, the cell phones and internet, whatever,
right.
Whatever.
We don't have Verizon up here. It's just strictly a United States thing. So,
okay.
Yeah, I know, Kelly, because that's the one that you always see going, you know, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Well, apparently they can hear you really well if they're bugging your phone. What the hell is with that?
Yes, exactly. So they're putting together, so they're putting it in a patent that right now. They have it in the patent office now. New DVRs that will be used, you know, with cameras and microphones to monitor their owners. So basically, if anyone thinks this is crossing the line, let us know. We would love to hear your feedback. But they filed a patent for cable television boxes that use sensors to record what you're doing and target you with, you know, advertisements to relate to your mood. So basically, if you're arguing with your spouse, they'll put on a commercial or advertisement, so to speak, that tells you, hey, why don't you get marriage counseling, excuse me. And then if two people are like cozy. Yeah, cozy and stuff like that. You all hugged up watching television with your significant other. Then it's saying, hey, take vacations here, and giving them all type of, like, contraceptives and, you know, things of that nature. So basically, based on your mood, it's supposed to have these sensors that can, you know, tell them what's going on so they know what to put on as a commercial versus, like, just random commercials.
No, see, that's just wrong. How much more do these people want to do? Do they want to move into my house? That's crazy. And understand, if Verizon's doing it, somebody up here will eventually do it too. Wouldn't surprise me. So, you know, just because we are little America, remember? So, you know, anything you guys do, we do for some stupid reason.
Yeah, it's dumb. And then to boot, it's like basically they also want to implement, like, you know how they have on the phones now, like the iPhones, they have Siri where you talk to it and it looks for stuff for you where you don't have to touch the buttons. And they have that on the new phones, the droids and stuff, just like a voice automatic situation.
That's disturbing.
So now they're trying.
I don't want my phone to be my friend.
It's like your best friend. So basically, just, you know, to close it off about these little devices that they're trying to put together, they're also trying to implement, like, word sensors. So certain words that you use can also, you know, bring up certain advertisement as well. So, yeah, it's pretty nuts. It's pretty
nuts.
Wow.
No, see, that's crazy. I wouldn't want that. I don't know anyone who would want that. I just think it's... That's going way above. Because the other thing is, when I get advertisements on my droid, I just delete them. I don't even look at them. So what's the point? And I don't want someone listening to what I'm saying. I don't think so. I don't even care if it's automated. It's none of your business. What happened to encrypting your phone calls? Apparently that's not going to happen anymore.
Exactly. It's crazy pants time. So just be careful. I had a conversation with my boss today about it, and she was like, I don't sleep in my house, and I don't walk around my house nude. call me paranoid, but I put things over my webcam. I put things over my television. She
oh,
says
I put
she covers everything.
Webcam. Yep.
Yeah, she doesn't welcome. She
duct
said,
tape.
I trust
works
nothing.
No, you, honest to God, because I've heard of people who have had that happen where their webcams just come on and somebody's watching.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways of doing it. So that's creepy.
It really
so
is.
I always put that over. I have just one webcam on my little laptop, and I, you know, I make sure that there's always something over that.
Mhm. Yeah. So it's crazy pants. So what else do you have, Beth?
I've got since we're doing bodily functions and the fact that we are in flu season, I'm going to go back into to medical stuff since that's
sure.
my bag.
Sure.
Recoupification.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think that would be? In actuality, it's not repoopification. It's, what's it called? Repopulating.
Okay. Does it have something to do with your, you know, usage of the restroom?
No. We're back into doing infections and bugs.
Okay.
So, and this is actually kind of interesting. Again, there's a superbug called... Clostridium difficile, otherwise known as C. diff, and it can kill you, and usually kills people who are already ill. Now, what happens is it's a toxin-producing bacteria, and it multiplies in the gut, so healthy bacteria end up getting wiped out. Now, while you have this, you're inundated with, because it's bacterial, you'll get antibiotics. Well, again, you're killing off all the good flora in your system. And what they have done, actually, the University of Guelph here in Canada has developed a substitute, and they're calling it Repopulate, and it's a synthetic stool. Now, it's not, obviously, it's not poo. It's not going to be poo-poo, because originally they had started using... they were using actual fecal matter to try to do this. And the problem with that is now you're running into problems with possibilities of E. coli. And it's just like, because your poo is filled with a lot of bacteria. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they came up with this synthetic fecal matter. And the synthetic stool is made up of 33 different bacterial strains. That's
yeah.
good because it comes from a donor stool. So what they do is, it's kind of interesting, they're purified and they're grown in what's called a robo-gut. And it's a system of flasks and tubes and monitors that mimics the environment of the large intestine. So they're actually taking the good flora from a healthy human being and they're putting it through this system in order to create this stuff. And it ends up looking like it's a thick saline solution, looks like a vanilla milkshake. And then what they do is they transplant it into the people who have no flora left in their systems and are obviously, you know, being attacked by everything. The problem is if you have no good flora, this is why you're hearing probiotic, probiotic, probiotic.
Probiotics, yes.
Because our society is so pill-oriented, as we all know, there are superbugs. Superbugs mean that nothing can kill them. There are no antibiotics, nothing. Nothing kills them. So, and that's scary. Because what they're doing is they're mutating. And that's the thing with the norovirus, too, is the norovirus itself keeps mutating, which is another reason why they can't keep a hold of it. But with this C. diff bacteria, the reason why you want probiotics is, again, you have living organisms in your body, and those living organisms are there for a reason, and they're fine, and they do a job, and it's okay. You want them there. When these people go through having all these courses of antibiotics, it kills everything. It's the problem with an antibiotic is it kills everything. It doesn't just kill that one thing you're targeting. So all the good flora ends up being taken out. Well, we've all been on antibiotics. So, you know, this is why they're pushing probiotic, probiotic. Get your probiotics. Get, you know, you want to really redo your intestinal tract and get that flora growing. Well, for some people, they can't do it. That regular probiotics just don't work. So they've created this repopulate stuff, and they make it into this solution, and then it's transplanted into the patients using a colonoscopy, which is not pleasant, but hopefully you're asleep for it. So then, and then what it is, what's really cool about it is it's working so well that once it's in there and it regrows and everything, it's actually able to kill off viruses that are coming in. They're not getting sick again.
Mm.
So it's such a simple thing, and it sounds disgusting, but in fact, it's making these people much, much healthier because it's giving them back the flora that you can't, you know, because there are some people who can't take a yogurt and grow flora because they've just gone through so many antibiotics.
Right.
So there you go. That's being repopulated or repoopification.
Yeah, I mean, those are good topics. I'm so glad that you're sharing that with us tonight.
No, you're not. You're sitting there going, I'm going to vomit, and please don't ever share that again.
No, I won't lie. You know, Larry had me a little confused, but, you know, because I have a phobia with vomit, just to put it out there. Like, don't tell me you're sick and you feel like throwing up because I'm sorry, I love you, I got to go, because I will freak out. I don't know what it is about someone regurgitating that just freaks me out. But,
my boyfriend's
yeah.
like that. He can't do it. He can't even hear it. If he hears it,
yeah,
he's
me
done.
Either.
He'll just start.
It's yeah. crazy. I don't know what it is.
Like
yeah, it freaks me out, so I just
see,
try
and
to.
Now, you know, like, yeah, no Roman showers for you. Yes, no Roman showers for me either. That's fine. You know, you can keep your Roman showers. It's okay. So, so. Everybody's like that. I mean, well, vomit's pretty gross. I'm surprised, though. I mean, you've had a kid. Usually having a kid hardens you to things. It hardens you to, like, mm-hmm. crappy diapers and vomiting. And no? Can't
no, no, no. I just never. Anytime
he
was sick like that.
What did you do when your kid grew up?
I mean, one thing, my son is so, like, similar to me. It's crazy. So when he was growing
I know,
up,
isn't
I only
it crazy?
Remember. Yeah, I only remember, like, two times him being ill, and it was just, like, at the stage when it was just milk, baby milk, so that was okay with me. But as in,
right.
like, you know, growing up and stuff like that, he doesn't, because I don't like it. So I don't know if that's, like, mentally, like, my mom don't like it, I won't do it. So, you know, we refrain from that, from all cost. I don't care what it take. Like, I will hold it. No, I'm not throwing up.
My child gets the flu.
No, no, and he doesn't, we really ever get sick, too.
We ship him out until he's better.
Yeah, I have, you know, one time he got the chicken pops, and I've never had the chicken pops. I couldn't, you know, take care of him. He had to go to his godmother's house.
Oh, really? Why don't
yeah,
you just have the chicken pops? Well, actually, you don't want the chicken pops. I've had the chicken pox, and unfortunately, it leaves you wide open for shingles. But try to remember, everybody, I'm not telling you these things to get you all scared and freaked out and...
Mm-hmm.
Just use your head. Wash your hands when you come in and you've been out shopping or something, and don't touch your face, because I'll never forget. I'm actually becoming such a germaphobe now. Went shopping last winter, went to pull the cart, like the shopping cart, out to go into the grocery mm-hmm. store, and it was slimy uh-huh. on the handle. So you know some kid just, you know, snotted
right.
all over it, and I was just like, oh, I felt like screaming. I'm surprised I didn't scream. luckily, I do keep the hand sanitizer with me just for that reason.
Yes.
But that was just the end of me. I was like, ugh.
Okay. Like, kill me now.
Yeah,
kill me now.
Cool. Yeah, it was
yeah.
nasty.
Yeah, grossness. I hate it. But I wanted to talk about, you know, everyone knows about the whole, like, gun control thing that's going on right now. I mean, that's
right.
like a worldwide
that's
thing
a huge
that's happening
topic right now.
Exactly. But what I was a little confused about was the fact that they have created backpacks, bulletproof backpacks. And I don't know how many of mm-hmm. you guys heard of this, but and they range from $150 to $350.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my
both
whole
have
wish...
to stop this. What
I'm
do
sorry,
you think?
I didn't hear.
Like, would you get one for your kid?
Heck no, and that's my
no,
problem.
It's
like,
ridiculous.
A backpack ranging from $150 to $350, okay, fine, but I'm just saying, like, if someone's coming to attack your child and he's a dead or she's a dead-on shot, what is that book bag going to do to protect that child? if it's on their back.
But here's the point. Because now everyone's reacting, okay? Instead of thinking straight, everybody's reacting. Yes, you had a kid walk in and shoot up a bunch of kids in the school. Yes, it was tragic. Let's look at this logically. The real issue here is not gun control. It's mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health is slid under the carpet in both your country and mine. Well, you are my country, but you know what I mean. I'm an American in Canada. What can I say? Okay. I'm playing both sides of the field here.
No, that's
but
fine.
In North America in general.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting too paranoid. And if we were to start looking at the mental health issues first, you wouldn't have to worry about the gun control. Criminals are going to get guns. You can control them all you want. You can, exactly, how we just said, if only mental health was as easy to get as, say, a gun. And that's damn true.
Yes.
Because it gets swept under the rug. People get brushed aside. Every single one of these school shootings was done by kids or young adults who had obvious mental issues, and they weren't being addressed. It has nothing to do with the guns. Nothing. Nada. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A criminal's going to get a gun. If a criminal wants a gun, a criminal's going to get a gun. You can put all the restrictions you want. We've got all kinds of them up here. We've got gun control up the yin-yang. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't matter. You know, if somebody wants to go get an AK-47, they'll buy it off the black market. It's not – you can't do it. They're trying to control the average Joe. Well, the average Joe isn't the issue. We need to get in there, and we need to get into the school systems, and we need to start taking care of these kids and their mental health. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree
129%. All you're doing is scaring the hell out of everybody. You know, like, what is the point? Now you've got – has anyone ever seen Bowling for Columbine? If you have not seen Bowling for Columbine, I am begging you to see it, because there is a portion in Bowling for Columbine where Trey Parker, who is one of the guys that did – that is still doing South Park, did a small cartoon in it. And I think that depicts the way – we are in North America, especially in the United States, and yes, I'm playing both sides of the coin because I'm sorry, I've been in both places.
Right.
Everybody is so freaking paranoid that now you've got people walking around with guns that are trigger-happy. Well, look at the Trayvon Martin case. Now, I don't know what happened in that. Nobody knows. Nobody was there. But what was that guy doing with a gun?
Right.
What do you have
chasing
a gun in the
somebody.
First place for? You don't need it. Everybody and their brother has a gun because they're all paranoid. So,
exactly.
Okay, if we pull back on the paranoia here and start taking care of the people that need it, you wouldn't have these issues.
Absolutely. I agree. I really, really agree. I mean, unless you're buying your child, like, a laser bulletproof, you know, like, if you hail storm proof protection shield, you know what I mean? Like, I don't see the point in investing in something like that. And of course,
you can't. And that, now you're living in a bubble. Now you are good. Belladonna's calling in because this is something she wants to discuss.
Oh, awesome. Let's take a call. You're on air, Belladonna.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Hi, doll. Yes, we can.
Okay. Gun control, one of my favorite topics. I'm very much pro-gun, okay? The whole thing is, to me, guns don't hurt anyone. It's the idiots who use them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Flat and simple. I am fully agreeing with you, Dr. Sue. I mean, we do need to check the medical condition of the people we give these guns to.
Mm-hmm.
But to say that everybody shouldn't be allowed to have guns, that
it's ridiculous.
We don't have a right to protect our property. Hey, maybe we just like to go hunting if that's our thing. I own several guns. I like to go target shooting. That's for me a relaxation. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The criminals will always get the guns. The criminals will not care about your rules. And the more you take the guns away from the average citizen, the more you leave them out there to be shot, to be burglared. to be hurt, to be harmed, and everything else. And if people would learn to use the guns correctly, actually get some lessons with it, it would be better.
Absolutely.
But in the case of this last shooting, you had a mom who was into guns, who did go to the range, who did take her son to the range, and people are saying that that shouldn't have happened. But we're still discussing a child who obviously fell through the cracks when it comes to mental health.
Absolutely, he sure did. And there were so many signs, from what I understood, that he was way on the left field. He needed mm-hmm. help. He cried out mm-hmm. for help. And everybody was too busy for him.
Exactly.
And if you go back about a lot of the other shootings, you have people even having documented journals where they said, please help me.
Yes. Oh, look at all the ones that have been on the internet where they've blogged about it before they've gone out and done it. What more does anybody want, for God's sake? They're holding up flashcards and you're not reading them.
Yeah, exactly. Like that one McDonald's shooting where the man went in and shot up a bunch of people at McDonald's. He tried the day before to call in the psychiatric help. Oh, it could be that they were too busy. What do you need? Do you need to be a supervisor?
Hold on 1 second, Belladonna. You're cracking up. You're breaking up.
You're breaking up. Yeah.
The drawback with Skype, unfortunately.
I mean, you have this shooting that you had with McDonald's. But that
maybe we should have her call back in.
I don't know. Because it's still breaking up, darling.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's still breaking up. See, I hate Skype.
Yeah, okay. So maybe she can call back in. But if not, thank you so much for calling and voicing your opinion.
Because
really,
she's
really,
right.
Yeah, she's totally right. And a lot of people that I've spoke to about this topic today said the same thing about they really need to, you know, have people screened properly.
Yes,
because now
absolutely.
They're bitching, excuse my French, but bitching about, you know, creating an app where it shows how many people in that area owns weapons. And
see, but
when
this
I
is
tell
what's
you they
creating this, mm-hmm. this feeling of paranoia. I mean, we need people to learn how to handle their guns. Howie just said that the mom who was in that last shooting with that kid left her guns out all over the place again.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, lock them up. You know, you can't keep your guns sitting out. That's how they get stolen. That's how they end up committing crimes without you being there. Your gun can go commit
mm-hmm.
a crime because it gets stolen. So you have to have a certain amount of common sense. And I think a problem is common sense really isn't prevalent in our society, unfortunately.
It really isn't.
It
really isn't.
It's bad. It's
they
pathetic.
Have, exactly. They have something on the news today about the guy who did the movie theater shooting, about him being on prescription medication and some type of shots, whatever. But the point of, I'm like, are they kidding me? This is what you're talking about? Like, of course something's wrong with him. Who just walks into a movie theater and said he tried to kill every single person in the movie theater but couldn't accomplish it? Who says that? Of course he was on something.
You didn't even have to be on something. This is what people don't get. They don't have to be on drugs. They can just be fried. That's my
mm-hmm.
professional opinion. That's coming from a psychologist. They could just be fried. But
mm-hmm.
it's true. The problem is there's this inability to empathize. And when you have no empathy, then you can walk in and do it. And this
right.
is the kind of, we've got a lot of psychiatric disorders in both of our countries, and they are being brushed under the carpet. Belladonna is saying here in the chat room that the guy who shot up the McDonald's a while back tried to call a psych for psychiatric help the day before, and they were too busy for him. They didn't take
care
of
him. Oh, my goodness.
And he said he was going over the edge because of stress. We live in a very highly stressful society now. Everything is instant. Everything is, you know, bang, you got to get it done. You got to be. And this is another reason why nobody's loving themselves. There is
mm-hmm.
a huge, oh, God, you guys, if you could only listen to what I do all day long, you would know how much mental illness there is. Howie's right. There is mental illness a mundo out there, and it's just no one's getting it. And actually, that brings us into this segue for Cutting for Bieber.
Okay.
What happened with this Cutting for Bieber was Justin Bieber gets photographed smoking a joint. Those of you who know me know that I am pro-marijuana. I will always be pro-marijuana. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm telling you, if you grew it for crops and everything else, my God, we wouldn't even have to worry about oil. And it used to be the number one crop that we, in the United States, were exporting until, what was it, 23, 24, when they started this whole, oh, my God, everyone's smoking it and freaking out thing. That's where you got into that craziness. So pictures taken of Justin Bieber smoking a joint. Oh, my God, our precious little Justin Bieber is getting high. First of all, who cares? Number one. Number two, okay, you want him to do a line instead? It's the most harmless thing he could freaking do. So what ended up was trending on Twitter, if Belladonna's cheating. So I'm not going to say what she said because she's cheating. It started trending on Twitter, Cutting for Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who aren't on Twitter, trending is this thing that you'll see on the side of the Twitter screen that tells you what people are talking about. And allegedly what was going on was kids were cutting themselves and sending in pictures to try and get Justin Bieber to stop smoking pot.
What?
Well, it turns out it was a hoax. And it was a hoax that was created by 4chan, which is a social networking site that is extremely into pranking people. But here's the problem. What the problem is with this is now you've taken the subject of cutting and trivialized it. Cutting is a mental illness. Cutting is something that people do when they're stressed, when they can't handle it anymore. So now you've just made a laughing stock out of that, and that's not cool. It is a very serious part. It is part and parcel of a larger mental illness, but it's an offshoot of it. It's a reactionary thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to trivialize it and make a joke about it, again, here we go. We aren't taking mental illness seriously. So that's more, you know, yeah, when it first came out, I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, come on. Use your freaking head. Like, first of all, it's marijuana. Get over it. It's not going to hurt him.
Right.
Second of all, you know, pull back a bit. Do we really care what Justin Bieber does? I mean, hello.
I don't know.
Start this Cutting for Bieber, and it went nuts. It was one of the most viral things going for a few days there. It went berserk.
Wow.
They did a good job on the prank. I'll give them that. But when you are trivializing that, now let's look at our gun control issue. Okay, once again, we're not taking mental illness seriously. So what do you expect? When someone is looking at you going, help me, for the love of God, help me and get me out of this head, what do you want them to do? What more
right.
do you want them to do? Stand on it and spin? Like, it just, to me, the problem is that we need, you know, more mental health. I don't think it has anything to do with guns. It's got nothing to do with gun control. Gun control doesn't do a damn thing. Drop the issue of the guns, because all you're doing is making society even more paranoid, which is great. Now we got more itchy trigger fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to have more issues like Trayvon Martin. It's going to happen again. Because we're all trigger happy, because we're all carrying our guns, and we're all paranoid. So you can't live under this incredible amount of stress without mental health issues. I'm sorry. And we
right.
have to get past this. One, I don't want to take a drug for it. Two, if I go to a psychiatrist, it makes me a freak. Hello, this is not 1949. Get over it. It's 2013. Find a doctor. And you will have to go through many doctors because, I'm sorry, the mental health profession is riddled with morons. I hate to say that, but it's true.
Right, I agree.
Just because you've gone to school doesn't make you, you know, okay.
It doesn't make you okay. It doesn't make you the one, the chosen one. For real. But it's real and it's true. Like, there's a million other things that we could be focused on in a society, like the right thing versus always mm-hmm. starting and stirring controversy over things that have no meaning. If he wants to smoke and get high, hey,
smoke
and get high.
He's not hurting himself or anyone else. Shut up and get over it. We need to
right.
get more of marijuana legalized. And I, yes, I, you know, the opinions
fine. Like,
expressed
yes.
by me are not necessarily those of the Entune show. But,
but then
there's
you never
a disclaimer
know.
Right there. But I'm
right,
just
you
saying,
never know.
You
no.
know, crack down on your methamphetamine. Crack down on your crack. Crack down on cocaine. Crack down on all this other shit. But that's another thing. As long as you have a war on drugs, you will always have a war. You can't push against something and try and make it work. Clearly, it's not working, is it?
No.
The billions of dollars that are spent trying to get this stuff to settle down. First of all, knock off the weed. There's people, we could be releasing so many people from prisons that don't deserve to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's make room for the ones who do.
Right.
We need to legalize it across the board, get over it, move it. Because the people have gone, oh, I'm going to move to Colorado. I said, okay, here's the problem with the United States justice system. Yes, you can go to Colorado. Yes, you can buy and smoke weed. However, it's still a federal offense. Which means if a federale wants to walk up to you and bust you, they can. So the DEA can still bust your ass. You can't walk around smoking weed yet because federally it's still against the law. What states do, the feds don't care. They're just like, yeah, go ahead. We can still walk in and bust them. So really it's all kind of a moot point anyways.
Right.
So keep that in mind, people. Just because, you know, DEA can still walk in and bust your ass if they want to. And that's the problem with the entire justice system as far as drugs are concerned in the States. It's a mess. It's a mess up here, too, because nothing. That's the other thing. Please do not think for one moment that if you come to Canada, you can walk around and smoke weed. It is not legal here either. People have this weird misconception that, okay, if I cross the border, it's totally legal in Canada. No, it's not. It's totally illegal in Canada. So don't cross mm-hmm. the border and light up a joint because you will get busted. I see that on Twitter all the time. Oh, let's go to Canada, man. It's like, okay, dude, it's illegal here. I don't know where the hell you're hearing about it being legal, but I don't know of anywhere where it's not. Like, you know, I'd still get busted. People are like, well, yeah, you can just drive down the road and smoke a joint. No, you drive down the road, you smoke a joint, you get busted, mm-hmm. you're going to jail. Like, it's just
going down, baby.
And I'm sorry, that's another thing that leads me really quickly to, once impaired, you are impaired. People will say to me, I can drive high. Bullshit. Now, you're not going to overly drive fast, I will give you that. But, bullshit. You are impaired. Don't get behind the wheel whether you're drinking or smoking. I don't give a shit what it is. Use
mm-hmm.
your head.
It's true. I agree with Dr. Sue 120%. Like, don't do it. I never understand that. When people say, oh, I do
it
all the time.
Up. People carry their weed with them. They smoke in their cars. They're rolling joints in their cars. And then they're like, well, fuck, I got busted. Duh. What the hell are you doing it out in the car for? What, do you have to smoke and drive? Don't be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the kind of thing that, yeah, it's just like alcohol. Smoke it at home. Don't be stupid. Like, I don't
exactly.
know. People,
I don't know.
People are just like,
they're gone.
Common sense again. Common sense, folks. Use it. You've got it. Use it.
Use it or lose it. Plain and simple.
But yeah, this gun control thing, it's going to get way out of hand. I feel bad for you guys because seriously, it's just going to make everyone so much more paranoid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to make me so much more crazy too.
Well, because everyone's going to be trigger happy now. Now it's like, oh, you know, I got to protect my kid. Okay, well, yeah, but we don't need to buy them bulletproof clothing. Okay, get over it.
Exactly. That's not going to protect them anyway. God forbid. You know what I'm saying? In the course of bullet spraying, how is that book bag going to help them?
Well, it'll save their math book.
Which
is probably
40
years old anyway. Probably out of date, so go right ahead.
Oh, my goodness. It's so true. It's probably out of date. It's probably been in that school since you was in school. And now you don't have to pay $30 for the book. Okay?
Exactly.
When kids get to
know. You read them. You should. Take your kids' books and see if they're in the 2000s. I have seen books that are still, when you flip them open, copyright 1959. And it's just okay, you guys, seriously. We need to kind of up the bar here.
Mm-hmm.
Again, education. Sure. That's another one. We wouldn't want to, you know, put money into education. That would be foolish.
That would be doing the right thing. Too much of the right thing.
Exactly. So what else have you got?
Well, that's pretty much what I had, you know.
That's all you got?
Because I knew that we would kind of, you know, I'll save the rest of them for a next show because there's always going to be something happening and going on in the world. If you guys want to contribute to our next segment and come on and talk about what you found in the news or something that's going on around you, I think that would be fun.
Say that again?
Sorry. You know,
I was reading in the chat. I'm sorry. I was reading.
No, that's totally fine. I was just saying that, you know, on the next couch, maybe our listeners, if they want to call in and tell us what they found or something that happened in the news around them that they want to share.
Time. Yeah, if something's ticked you off, this is like The Simpsons. Homer's, this is what grinds your gears. What grinds my gears? So give us a call and tell us what grinds your gears. We're happy to talk about it.
Yeah. So Miss Belladonna wants to, you know, get a shout out, which is all good because I think this is Miss Belladonna's first time tuning into the Intune show.
I don't know.
I don't think she knows that we definitely always go down the list of who's in the chat room, which, you know, my Dr. Sue, our Dr. Sue, I'll share her with you guys tonight. Our Dr. Sue does for us, which I love. So that's the best part of the show, in my opinion.
What do I do?
Romper Room.
Oh, Romper Room. Oh, yes, that's right.
Yes.
Okay, ready? Are we ready for Romper Room? Okay, I see Ashley Louise, who is known as Madame Devilish. I see myself. Hello. I see Howie. I see Miss Belladonna. I see our beautiful, incredibly off-the-chart, talented Miss T. Austin Reed. And then there's the Entune Show 8805, which that happened to me the other night, too, and I don't get why it's doing that.
No, me either.
It's
I'm
weird.
Only signed in on one computer.
I know. Mine did that the other night, too, on my show. I was signed in twice. I'm like, okay. Whatever. But Belladonna is giving a shout-out to Queen Kitty, who I do happen to know as well is going through a very tough time right now, like right as we're speaking. We love you. We want you to know that our thoughts are with you. Everything will be fine in the end. We have to accept the fact that things change, not always when we want them to, but they do change. And that is the reason why we're here. It is the reason why, you know, it's the reason why we're doing what we're doing is simply because everything changes and you wouldn't want it to stay the same. But we love her to death. Her Nana is in the ER right now, and Kitty really loves her Nana, and her Nana has been the strength of the entire family. So it's hard for her to have to deal with the fact that this woman who has been the strength of everybody is winding down.
Mm-hmm.
She's not dying, but it looks like it could be early stage on Alzheimer. So we hope, you know, that everything's going to be okay. I'm sure that it will. I mean, her Nana's probably healthy, and it happens. You know, it's going to happen eventually. You wind down. And if this woman has been so strong from the sounds of it and doing so much for her family that, you know, we get tired. And
exactly.
It happens. But it is scary. It's very scary to watch because it's scary to see someone that close to you suddenly forget things, like major things, which is what happened to her today. So, you know, it's okay. She needs love. She needs strength. She's got all the love and strength from us and the entire community that we have on Twitter. And, you know, we want everybody to know that we love her and we will be there for support if she needs it. And, yes, hopefully Dawn is taking care of her, but I wouldn't hold your breath. That's just me being mean.
Absolutely, absolutely. So much love to Queen Kitty. You know, we're here. We're here. Right by your side, and, you know, everything will be okay at the end of it all. So much love to her and her family at this time when it's needed the most.
That's right.
Yeah.
We will send you out healing, loving
vibes,
which is the best thing, actually, that you can do right now, is to send out, just, you know, go quiet for a little while and just send out some love to her and her family.
Absolutely. At all times. And this is what we do. And this is what's so great about just having amazing people like Dr. Sue, Queen Kitty, Ms. Belladonna, Ashley, Howie, T. Austin. You know, everybody that's in tune, like you said, the Twitter family, the Intune family, like the Dr. Sue,
we have an amazing Dr. Sue family.
Yes, we do. Everyone is amazing. Every single person. I have not met anyone that's
so supportive.
Exactly.
I can be in the worst mood. Things can go totally wrong for me because guess what? There's another Dr. Sue imposter. I forgot to tell you that.
Yeah, I know about that, but she can kick
rocks. Totally cray. But anyways, it's like you can be totally down and upset from something, say, like that. And I got so much support from everybody on Twitter. And I realize we talk about Twitter a lot, but we do that because it is what it is. Twitter to me, I mean, I've been on Facebook, I've been on the other social networking sites. Twitter to me is far better because it's interactive. People are right there. You're hearing from them. It's just so much better. And the people that we have in our community, the one for the Entune show and for my show, is just off the chart wonderful and supportive and loving. And, you know, yes, I'm in a crazy, you know, sort of, what would you call it, career, if you want to. You know, people would go, you surround yourself with freaks. You know what? I will surround myself with freaks any day.
Absolutely. Bring them on.
That's right. Because these people are wonderful human beings.
And all the jerks, they absolutely dissipate after a while. So they rule out themselves. They rule out themselves. We don't even have to get rid of them. They take themselves away.
Oh, they do. After a while, they just fade away. It's kind of nice.
Yeah,
but, you know, always bathe everyone in love, even the people who you think of as your enemies, because we are all connected, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to say it, and I know some of you don't want to hear that, but we are even connected to those who do what we consider to be evil.
Absolutely.
So we are all connected, and we need to send love to everybody. I don't care who it is. And that's really the key. Love your enemies, guys. Love your enemies. Hard as it may be, love your enemies. Love yourself first, and then you'll find that you can love your enemies.
True indeed. So tell people where they can find you, Dr. Sue, to get in bed.
You can find me. Very soon, I'm going to have the InBedWithDrSue.com up and running. But right now I have my blog, which is TheDrSueReview.com. You can hit us up on Twitter. Dr. Sue, you need to spell out the word doctor because... I was saying this on my show the other night. Dr. Sue, if you spell out D-R-S-U-E, goes to someone who is in the Christian religious field. She couldn't be, like, she is like my polar opposite.
Wow.
So, and I know she gets some of my tweets because people will send messages to me and it won't get to me because it's going to her. This poor woman, I can just imagine, like, we're probably curling her hair every 2 minutes. Like, it's just, I feel bad for her. But it's actually cute. But, yeah, so don't tweet to D-R-S-U-E. It's D-O-C-T-O-R-S-U-E. That's me. So you want to hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on the show. We are going to have a show website very soon, which is going to be great. As soon as
Yay.
I get off my butt and do it. And what else? I don't know. Oh, hit me up on my show. Hello. Duh. In Bed with Dr.
Exactly.
Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yay.
The Tuesday before the Thursday that I'm here.
Absolutely. And it's a great show because look how great Dr. Sue is. We love Dr. Sue. We love Dr. Sue. I want to drop that.
Because we
that.
Love you, too. You are, like, the best.
Oh,
literally,
whatever,
I want everyone to know this. This woman's name, even though we all know her as Ms. P, her first name is Precious. Now, in light of the movie, I can see why she kind of steered away from it. Because the movie was just...
Exactly.
For someone.
She's right.
Then Precious for you. And I'm not kidding. You are amazing.
Oh, stop it. Come on.
No, I'm
stop
serious.
It.
You are amazing. That you are constantly trying to uplift others. You've been through hell in your life, the same as the rest of us. And yet you still keep pushing forward. And we love you for that.
And we love you for being so amazing. And shout out to Dr. Sue for my awesome logos that she did for me. I love you so much. You're just, you know, one of a kind. And there's no replacing you, and there's no words for you, too. So once I come up with some words that are not in the dictionary, I'll let you know about them. You know, I have to invent them and then give them their
we
own definition.
We have to invent some words. We do.
Totally. Totally, that has to happen. So you guys stay in tune for our next show. I'm about to create the link and have it out, you know, already and everything. I want to get my life together for the new year. I want to be on point with our links.
It's,
so we can
so
give it enough time
if you
to
do it. I did that. Like, I want to do that. I still haven't done it for January and for February. But
mm-hmm.
I've been actually getting a lot of emails from some very interesting potential interviews. So I'm kind
Yay.
Of excited for that. Really interesting.
Absolutely.
There should be some interesting guests coming up on my show. And you always have really cool people on your
No,
show.
I really don't. No, I'm
no,
just kidding.
You do. You
I'm just kidding.
Like,
I love everyone.
You,
I love everyone.
You have, like, some of the craziest people. I don't know how you get. Well, I see you out there on Twitter whoring yourself. And honest to God, whenever
yes.
you do that, I'm just like, oh, I'm so proud of you for doing that because I still haven't had the nads to do it. Because she'll
really?
Go out, she'll go on Twitter and go, so what does it take to get an interview? Talk to me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, I don't know how you do that. I'd have to get the guts to do that.
Just tweet it. Just tweet it.
I know,
it.
Just do
That's
it.
Wrong.
Just jump and do it.
Just do it. Just tweet it.
I'm
this
just
is,
waiting
this is
for
what
someone
you do
to go,
for this month.
Bugger off.
Just tweet it. Just like, hey, I want you, and then that's it. This is, you know, and you can't get them all, but you know, be great. You know, I'll be grateful for the ones that accept. So, it's all good. It's all good. I'm grateful either way. Either way. And if they don't come right away, they'll come essentially by just, you know, putting it out there. Like, I will talk to you, and I do essentially. So, I can't complain. Now
it's awesome.
Your turn. Your turn. So I love you, Dr. Sue, and I love you guys. For tuning in, and thank you so much for, you know, joining us on the couch. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you so much, Doc.
Good night, you guys. We love
Good
you.
Night.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. See you then, Doc.
Bye.
Yeah, guys, I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. If it's your first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support In Bed with Dr. Sue and the Intune Show, we love and appreciate you all immensely. So because we're talking about, like, you know, wearing so many different shoes and, you know, the motivation of it all for Queen Kitty, but, you know, I'm sending out love to her once again, to her and her family, I thought it would be appropriate to, you know, play this track for her, which is My Shoes by Hunter the One. It's definitely a good motivating song to keep us on our toes, because at the end of the day, through trials, tribulation, gun control, crazy people, you know, Larry the vomiting robot, you know, we as people wear so many different hats, and that's the crazy thing. Hats, we wear different shoes, we wear different coats. But just staying on point and definitely recognizing where you are and focusing on those goals and things that you have to do and remaining sane is the key to success. So until next time, babies, have a good night. And remember, stay in tuned.
Walking in my shoes ain't no easy task. Trying to box with all my blues, or will my patience last? Can I say what I want to say without your censorship? Want to prototype my style, overlook the soul within. Some people like me, some people don't. I shall not fret. I'll keep on trucking, I'm not gonna give it up just yet. Some people just want me to concede. Something in me.
Run at the show again with a pretty light skin, diva name.